Hi everyone, let's talk about imposter syndrome today. So, hi, I'm Morgan. And in the previous episode, I was already mentioning imposter syndrome among other patterns. But today, let's talk a little bit more deeply about this imposter syndrome. So, nobody has time for that, right? Like, it's annoying. We don't want to be dealing with that voice that says, I'm not good enough, and what if, blah, 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 right? Like, ugh. So I was once there too, right? And it's time to break through this. So you're putting so much effort in whatever you're doing or creating, and you think, oh, yes, this is it now, or oh, nailed it. Awesome. Let's do this. And instead of feeling confident and validated, self-doubt comes. And then you compare yourself and you question, maybe I should have done this differently. Maybe it's not perfect enough. And then, like, I'm not good enough. And all these things. So as a result, you start feeling disappointed in yourself. You question your abilities, your creative genius. And I know how it feels to face these challenges, but it doesn't need to be this way. You can break free from imposter syndrome and embrace your unique talents unapologetically. So, I'm going to share two things that can help you regain confidence and conquer self-doubt. So, number one, I would say to write down, like, make a list of your strengths and your talents, like everything that you like about yourself. Because you need to acknowledge and celebrate your talents, your gifts. What makes you stand out? What are your qualities? And this doesn't necessarily have to be in one area of life, like not only work or, you know, it can be everything, everything that you are, everything that people are complimenting you about, your personality, your character, your work, anything. Right? Because this, you know, this unique combination of talents and skills, you are the only one to have them. Nobody has the same set of gift of skills as you. And that's beautiful. You don't need to be anyone else. You just need to be yourself. This is what your soul has chosen for yourself. My second tip would be to transform negative thoughts. So shift your mindset by replacing negative thoughts with positive ones. It can also be the way you talk to yourself or the way you see life. So I know affirmations are not the thing that is going to help change everything. You know, like affirmations are a good tool as a complement. But the hack that no one tells you about is that taking actions that align with those affirmations to actually challenge the impostor within you, the fake voice that's telling you you're not good enough, right? And reprogram your subconscious is the key. If affirmations aren't backed up with actions, with shifts in your way of doing things, in your habits, then you can repeat, for example, I am self-confident 50 times per day. If you don't act on it, if your actions, your words, your thoughts, your behaviors don't back up the I am self-confident, then it's not going to do much, or at least, you know, anything. And actually, you know, sometimes you struggle to believe the affirmation, even if you really, really want with your willpower, with your mind, you want to believe the affirmation in question, but there is something, there is resistance within yourself. That's because there is a tug of war, like conflicting energies between your subconscious, your energy field, on one side. Just a side note, I always consider the subconscious like energy, like it's very, very similar. That's another story for another time, maybe, but so there is the energy and subconscious on one side, and on the other hand side, you have your conscious mind that knows, like consciously, obviously, but there is like a distortion between the two. There is something that is within you that you went through in your experience as a child or as a young adult or whatever. Sometimes it's even a past life, but usually our past lives are echoed in this lifetime. That is telling you, no, that's not true. Like, yeah, I want to be self-confident, but nah, something makes that I cannot. And this is exactly what can be shifted during a session. So actually, the third thing I want to share is that rewiring your mindset and healing the very root cause that is preventing you from believing that you are self-confident, from affirming it, really feeling it with all your being, is to heal that root cause and deactivate, clear it from your energy field. Then it's easier. It's easier to shift your habits, shift the patterns, right? Because the root cause has been deactivated. You have brought it to your consciousness. So I also want to share that if you are worried about being an impostor, this is the very proof that you are not, because impostors usually they don't really worry about that, right? So during a session, what we do is that you come with one pattern or one block, quote unquote block. You know, that's just the word that I use, but it's not really a block. It's just a perspective, perception that needs to be shifted. So you come with this imposter syndrome, for example, or it can also be scarcity mindset, anything. But let's go back to the imposter syndrome. We go in your energy, I guide you. You're not alone. We work as a team. We clear this energy related to this. You bring what needs to be brought up to your consciousness and to your awareness so that you can release it because it's been trapped so far. And then you leave the session with a perspective shift. And I haven't had one client who hasn't had a perspective shift or an epiphany or some kind of relief after a breakthrough session. Since 2016, that I've been doing this work. So, I also want to add something. What is your imposter syndrome trying to communicate to you? If I may share another one of my experiences, yes, of course, I've mentioned that I've experienced imposter syndrome and all that in the past. But where my imposter syndrome was right, and this is very hard to put into words because this is more very subtle shifts that I feel, that I feel, and that I felt. It's my imposter syndrome was telling me that I wasn't good enough, but the truth was not that I was not good enough, is that I was playing small. So my imposter syndrome was trying to catch my attention on an aspect of myself that was aware that I was playing small and not fully being myself without being aware of it because of fears and et cetera, et cetera. So, in that sense, my imposter syndrome was right. I was not living up to my potential. It doesn't mean I was indeed an imposter. I'm just talking about the energy there, the misalignment, right? Because imposter syndrome and your true talents, we just need to realign all of this so the imposter syndrome can go away. So the lesson I got from my imposter syndrome was like, oh my God, am I an imposter? No, of course not, because I always have everyone's highest good at heart. Like I really care about my clients, my people. So what is it? Oh wow, yes, I see it. I'm playing small. And that was another level of breakthrough that I went through. And that's amazing because then you're like, oh, wow, okay. Now, if I would feel that again, because as we say, new level, new challenges, I don't like to say new level, new devil, because that's a weird expression. But now, if next time I would eventually feel this imposter syndrome, I would be like, okay, so where am I playing small? What is this trying to show me within myself where I am not embodying something fully, something that needs to be unlocked within myself? And that is how you transmute all of that. So you shift the block, you bring it to your awareness, and then you look within and you own your genius, you own your talent, you become self-confident, you believe in yourself. And this is beautiful. So if you would like to experience this for yourself, I'm inviting you to book a session, of course, if you want. But if you would like to talk about it, you can totally feel free to book a clarity call or send me an email. Let's chat to see, if we're a good fit and if we can work together. And whether or not we work together, at least you will have gained clarity on a situation that you needed clarity on, obviously. So, thank you very much for listening. I hope that was helpful. Check out my website, morganrose.com. Message me for any question, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks. Bye.